November 6th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My empire on earth is in the hearts of those who elect to live in holy love. The souls who choose to reside in my empire are freed of rebellion, doubts, and erroneous choices. There is no violence in my empire, nor hidden agendas free of public scrutiny. The citizens of my kingdom on earth can readily discern good from evil, and always choose good. The ones who manipulated this most recent election in your nation are not part of my kingdom on earth. They chose to disregard my divine will, which is always truth in thought, word, and deed. This really wasn't an election at all, but a melodrama scripted by unseen forces. To uncover the truth will be costly in time and effort, but courageous effort must be poured into uncovering the truth." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16. "And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed back and forth and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the cunning of men, by their craftiness and deceitful wiles. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and upbuilds itself in love." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.